to see them when they're here. I just haven't got the time right now. So I'm in the middle of the cabinet, I'm in the middle of the, now the, you know, Vietnam negotiations and all the rest. But they're welcome to go to Camp, but I would tell mommy that I wouldn't go to Camp David. They should do their New York part if you could work this up when she first comes. I'm coming down to reception for this, Kelly, I'm not getting, but then, because then I have to go back, because I have to, we're going to make major announcements in Camp David on Tuesday and Wednesday. But Camp David will be open starting Thursday if they like it, but that I will not be there. I've got to come back to Washington to work on Vietnam the balance of the week. I've got to be here. And that's fine, see. I tell you, I don't want to get caught in the going in and jack at Camp David, you know. Florida with the pool finished and everything, I'm going down and see it. It's great. But I think Camp David they would like better. And so tell her she could use Camp David, which is pretty darn neat and not under Washington. Tell her that if she'll only let me know when they're going to Camp David, then I can plan my schedule.
Well, after Thursday would be good, right? Or?
Tuesday, Wednesday, yes. Tuesday, Wednesday. They could come up Thursday night, I will not be there. I come down here.
Mm-hmm.
But they, Camp David is available for the whole weekend if they want Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They can use it, but that I won't be here because I have to be here for Vietnam talks.
Well, they don't expect
that. How's that sound to you?
That sounds great, and they...
Great.
They don't expect
it. Well, you've got a hell of a trip planned there, and this is the brain in this.
Sounds like a fascinating trip.
It's going to be very nice to you. You're going now, you understand. There'll be a lot of public people that will be there. And remember, you're going to be, well, you'll be the eye of public attention, and I'd be very nice to them. You don't need to have any press conferences or anything, because you're not on any...
Daddy, we're always nice. We always do a good job when we go through.
I know, but I mean, accept them, and they'll love to see you.
We do sort of want to make it a private trip to
make it a private trip to the extent that you can, but don't do anything.
You think we should agree?
Let them have
that
a good feeling.
No.
If you have to bend over in terms of being nice to the press rather than turning them away.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And you know, we're glad to see you and so forth. Gonna make any public comments on that sort of thing.
No. In other words, I'll handle it just like we handled the trip to England for the investiture, that type of thing.
Yes, that'd be perfect. And I'd let them shoot television pictures of you, say a few words and so forth. That's very good because you and Eddie will both do so well. Sort of consider yourselves as unofficial ambassadors in the trip.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a hell of a play in Egypt, which is nice, in New York, with a lot of peace and so forth and so on. I'm going to have them work up a talking paper for you, a reading book for you, so that you know all about it.
I'd like to know
which
the people we'll be meeting and a little bit about the people we'll be meeting and what are some good things to say about Jordan, what are some good things to say about Israel, Egypt, things like that. Like,
come at you, man. How are you, Mr. Davis? Fine. You know Christian.
I see.
Sit down. I wanted to just meet briefly so that you know, and I looked over the schedule, and I got a few suggestions, so I'd like to leave it with you. Now, I understand Mrs. Cabrini probably will call her up when I'm over there, so, so if you'll kind of follow up and see if that is done so that we'll know, arrangements should be made for them to stay in embassies if there are ambassadors and residents. I haven't made the anniversary of my mom's mistake, but they aren't presidents. That's my guess.
Right.
Because, you know, they're old friends of ours.
Sure.
In other cases, they may not. They don't have much of a residence in some of those countries. We have the National in Egypt who have stayed in a hotel.
We stayed in a hotel. I don't know.
And then in Russia, I think they should stay in Spassel House, of course, because they... In terms of the places I may want to change on Russia, rather than Tashkent, I don't want them to go to universities. I don't want them to get into dialogues and that sort of thing. I think what will be, except for Moscow University. You should
Are
see
you
that.
Sure?
Oh, fantastic. You have no problem there. No problem at all. It's a great building. It's on top of some marbles. It's a few little suggestions, you know, having in mind that you're writing from them rather than us, as to how they should talk and conduct themselves and so forth. You know, I mean, you and Hague and the boys will know what to do over there, and Satan can help too, and that's a very good, that sort of thing, and it's nice to bring them in the end.
Sure.
So,
We won't be going to Ralph, we won't be going to Scotland, so.
Yeah, they don't want to, they should be so busy, you know. And you're sure you don't want to go to, in Europe, incidentally, to Vienna?
Ben and Vienna.
And,
no, we really
you're sure you don't want us, well, you're going to Russia, we're going to Eastern European, right?
No.
You don't want to go to Warsaw?
Too depressing. I don't want to spend that
Warsaw's
time.
Not depressing. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. Well, no, no. Then, you're sure you don't want to go to Vienna, and what about any other European?
Well, the thing is that our time is limited because of the inauguration.
Germany?
Yeah.
You like
to
stop
we've been
Germany?
To all those places, and I've been to all these places but, except Russia, but Ed hasn't been.
All right, fine. You want to take it. You don't want to go to Rome?
I'd like to go to
Rome. The only stop I would suggest would be to stop in Rome, because you could then you could go to the Vatican. Did you go to the Vatican? Has he ever been to the Vatican?
No.
This would be an
ideal thing to do. Has he been to Rome? Has he been to Rome? Has he ever been to Rome?
Yes, he has.
Don't go then if you've done it. Come on, you've been to Milan.
I've
been. Venice, you've been to. You're pretty lucky. Spain, you've been to. Portugal, you've been to. Get out up early in the morning and visit the markets.
Yeah.
So you deal with people, go to the market somewhere, I was there in 67, and it's fascinating, all these Asian faces, you know, and so forth. Just walk with the people and see what they're selling and handling and so forth and so on, don't buy anything.
Can't keep the ladder, but I'd like to go.
Alright, and if I were you, I'd cut a little off and I'd stop a couple days, you know, God, nobody should ever go to Europe. You can miss Paris and you can miss Berlin, but nobody should ever miss Rome.
What if I
could? You agree?
Absolutely.
Rome is a wonderfully warm city, this is the Vatican, I mean, it's just Rome.
The sense of antiquity as you come into the city, like nowhere else.
If you go to Athens, you should go to Rome, see, it's the same beauty, history.
I agree.
Alright.
May I ask, is the general timeframe about right?
No, it's not, it's probably.
Why don't you do this, why don't you and Mrs. Davis have a good talk and you can work the whole thing out with her, and then if you would take responsibility to follow.
Yes.
And also the environment people, and also including Ziegler in at a proper time, so that Ziegler can announce it, I don't want this to be handled in a way that it, you know, sort of. She'll drop in and see you a little bit. I don't want to ask you about it.
Okay, I'll leave my phone number out here.
Thank you.
Oh, she just picks up the White House operator. Aren't you in the NSC office?
Yes, I'm in across the DOB.
Alright, fine. Just tell them where you are.
Yeah.
Alright, fine. Listen, about mommy's trash.